This is The Outsider.
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 This is Outsider.
This is The 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 Outsider. Oh.
This is The Outsider.
This is The Outsider.
You are welcome to The Outsider.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you are listening. This is The Outsider Podcast, and I'm here with two lovely people, the relationship guy, Editan.
What's up?
How fun, how you guys doing?
The voice of God.
It's good to be here, the voice of God. Let's do this.
And as usual, Sarah Day, the Empire, always with me.
She always
I'm stuck
did.
With you. I'm stuck with you, stuck with you, stuck with you.
Why are you blushing?
Wow. I'm emotional.
Oh, so cute.
Voila.
So today our topic is...
She has forgotten our topic.
We're actually talking about relationship. That's why we are here.
Yeah,
so she has forgotten our topic.
But inside the relationship, mm-hmm. our topic is, what do you have to offer? So, my dear sisters and brothers, let's all start. Editan and Sarah Day, you are our two guests for today. Sarah, I know you came with war, but please be coming down. Please, I'm sorry. So, are you both in a relationship?
Ladies first.
Why?
Answer now.
But when she was introduced, he did not say ladies first.
No, it was a spur of the moment. Mm. Ladies first.
Well, I'm in a relationship.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. How many years?
Going to 2 years.
Oh, so cute.
Amazing. Woo. I'm in a relationship.
With
Jesus.
The Lord is good.
It's been so many years now, and it's an amazing relationship.
Wow. Oh.
Hallelujah.
That's how can a relationship person not be in a relationship?
Okay, let me answer that question. It's the same way you can have a coach that doesn't play football.
I was gonna say that the but coach doesn't play
football.
Okay.
I feel you like that.
Yeah. it's okay. Yeah, so I'm actually in a kind of relationship. Yes, I am. Yeah, but it's not as long as 2 years, so
all those relationships that you don't even know where it is leading to.
Well, in a relationship where you know that, we'll call it a situationship. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah. All
right. When someone says situationship, that means it involves plenty people. Is in plenty places.
No, wow. Actually
trying to do guess and test and see that the Lord is good.
Wait, Sarah,
you have to be
don't
sure.
Don't do that to
me. I like, like you're setting me up. You're setting me up right now. But
apart from that, you can actually be in a situationship with just one person. You guys are not sure if you are in a defined relationship, but you don't want to see other people, only yourself.
You see?
That is a serious situation.
This is very smart right there.
Madu.
That's a breakdown.
But why would you want to be with somebody that you don't want serious or commitment with, and you're blocking the other people for coming?
It is witchcraft.
That's why you say, that's why basket has different holes. Like you can pass anywhere to come
witchcraft.
Out and enter.
Wow.
I don't understand that.
Speaking
one.
About holes, let's not even go there. But
okay,
it's all
right. Okay, let's stop. Back to the topic.
Yes.
So, before you entered your relationship or situationship, how did it all start? Did you guys go on dates or what exactly happened?
Yeah, actually, every kind of relationship starts like that. You start off by going on dates, see if you guys can relate, if you're compatible in any way.
In this Nigeria?
Yeah, I think that's how I start my relationships. I take you out, or you take me out, then we get to see if we can gist and not get bored. Then, if I want to see you again, then from there we get to know. From me, I don't know how other people start. You know, like, oh yeah, date me now, let's go. And the person, yes, take me, I'm yours. That has never happened before for me. It's more like a gradual process. We start going on casual dates. Then I get to tell you, oh, you know I like you, right? And you'll be like, oh, stop it. I say, yeah, I'm serious. Then from there, we've sown the seed in the thoughts and we move.
This our uncle is a fool. She was just smiling
so
in here.
Cute.
That's so cute.
Okay, maybe you, when they used to toast you, they'll be like, city by force.
By force, you must date.
You know, we're dating.
Like, okay, yeah,
like, or maybe the guy will now come. Titi, we've been dating for 2 years, and you now be like,
wow. Really?
I never knew.
I didn't know. You didn't tell me. Yeah.
Handshake says congratulations on our dating.
Nice.
Tira, what about you?
Well, for me, I think it involves two people that really want to be together, because you might be friends with someone, you guys might have spoken about a lot of things, gone on dates and all. If you still don't want to be in relationship with the person, even I like mona go 1 million dates, you people just be chopping whatever you want to chop. Hanging.
I actually feel that if you don't like someone, then you shouldn't go on dates with them. Why are you going on dates if you know you don't want anything?
You might just
there.
Like, according to what someone said last week Monday, you might just like being around the person, like the person company and all. Yeah, you might not want something intimate with the person, but not everybody can understand that. You get, especially when it involves someone that has really liked you.
Exactly.
And you are trying to now make the person understand that I like your company, I like this. We say we want the main thing.
That's punishment.
Yes.
Serious punishment.
That is actually very wrong.
It's not fair.
So how do you keep a relationship once you enter the relationship?
For me, I feel that it's everybody has a responsibility. Everybody has a part to play. Both sides. I make sure I bring 100 and I hope that you bring 100. But unfortunately, sometimes it's not always the case. The women always expect the men to bring 150 and they bring 50. Or sometimes they bring 20. Or sometimes they just bring 10. So it's quite, in this part of the world, it's for a guy, it's expected of you to do so much in a relationship. They say, hey, she's the girl now. You are the guy. You are the one chasing her. So you have to be the one.
I agree with you.
You know, people do that. Yeah. They say, you are the one chasing her.
Honorable, please come.
You are the one chasing her. So you have to let her know. You have to put everything. You have to be the one to make the first move. You have to be the one to take the first steps. I don't have a problem where a lady will be like, hi, what's up? Can we go out? Can we go on a date? Can we hang out? But everybody expects the guy to always make that move. And come on. Ladies, this is 21st century. Let's be expressive, I think. So yeah, for me, keeping it, both sides have to put in 100 at all time.
Okay, let's go on a break and then we will get Sierra's answer. We are back again.
So I think when you're in a relationship, or if you're in a relationship, you don't need to. I disagree with Edewa because he said some things about the lady always expects the guy to be like 150 and the lady 50. If a lady loves you, she won't wait for you to make certain moves. You on your own, you will know that this girl likes me or this lady likes me. She doesn't need you to tell her, kiss me now. Or she won't wait for you to say, buy me gifts now. She will give you first and see your reaction. So I would say it's vice versa, actually, because sometimes a guy might like a lady so, so much. And sometimes it happens that a lady might like a guy so, so much. But I don't know why this life is not just balance. Because you cannot like a guy so much and the guy will like you so much back.
Ah.
That's the truth. Because you're putting effort, you're trying for this thing to work. And at the end of the day, you get to realize that, this nigga is not even worth it. Let me just bounce back. And maybe now at that point where you can't bounce back, now the guy go come touch, say, if I say this girl also, make her boost up again, make her ginger again. I feel like guys, they need to still maintain that energy when they were checking that girl, when they wanted that relationship from the beginning.
Well, what?
I don't understand.
It's a little bit tasking. You know why? Because for a guy, the fun is usually in the chase. Now, when you chase the woman, that's where the fun is. When you get the woman, it now becomes, okay, what's next?
Is that why Tom and Jerry, they never stop to chase?
That's why they're always chasing each other. You now think, what's next? Okay, you have the girl now. The girl, and if you chase her and it gets to the point where you now realize that she likes you so much, it's not like, okay, this one.
I don't get it.
I have this one. Let me chase something else. So it's sad, but that's the situation.
Yes, because you have to still continue chasing her.
Keep up that energy.
Because the truth is, every day we meet different guys, even guys, they meet different ladies, and the lady, the fact that she has liked you, she's trying to maintain that space. That you will see her sometimes, she wants to go out, she will dress sexy for you, send you pictures, want you to compliment Anne, or and you don't already chase finish. So all those things when I done they do before, you know, go feed they do them again. Okay, I think there was one time I was dating one guy, was always send me picture now, do this. When we don't come there for the relationship, you know, come there ask for picture again. I go even upload for my status, you know, go make pim. It is the people that they are still chasing that will not become. That's when, so I read one tweet that someone said that, talking about all the people who still there, where they wait, where still won't hang. Now then they always they comment, have you eaten today? How is your day going? Well, now then go they ask you, but the person where you don't come give chance.
We'll just be doing,
and you'll not be wondering, nigga, what is going on? Am I the only one in this relationship? Bye.
Actually, at that point, if I'm the one, because I'm an overthinker, I'll start being like, wait, it's like I'm dating myself. And then, like, God may always bring all those come and cry on my shoulder, guys. Those ones that start entering, like, how are you today? Some of them will be blunt and be like, is your boyfriend doing so, 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 and so for you? You're not looking at this stupid boy. That one, that will be pressing for. I'm like,
relationship is hard, actually. It's hard keeping relationship, because at the point after like 6 months that you guys have been together, you feel like, what is new? There's actually nothing. You guys are now used to each other. That talking, that chatting, that being together. And at the end of the day, you're like, even the sex, even though I won't do new style.
Hold the ball. Like, hang on the fan.
We buy.
Even if you want to do experiment, do different things, at the point that you guys start getting tired of each other. And I'm still trying to figure out how married people still stay together. Like, I give kudos to our parents.
Yeah.
Like, they wake up in the morning. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I'm like, I don't want to talk to this nigga today. And he will not be calling me. I said, I don't want to talk to you. Leave me alone. And my mom, she wakes up every morning with the same man over and over again, almost 40 years.
I feel that a lot of times why relationships go that way is because people don't understand the love language of their partners. You feel that every time, okay, it's this simple. If my love language is gifts, right? I like you to give me gifts, or I like to give gifts. I would think that is your love language. And if your love language is quality time and I don't have time, I'll feel I'm giving you gifts now because that's what make me feel good. So you should feel good that I'm giving you gifts. Then I take it as, what's wrong with you? You're not appreciating the fact that I'm giving you gifts. But you want me to just be there and gist with you. And I don't have that time. Now, if you tell me, if I expect you to give me gifts because I believe gifts is my love language and all you are giving me is quality time, I won't appreciate your quality time. So a lot of us, we get into this relationship. This first phase of our relationship is always fake. Sure. That first 3 months is always fake. Everybody's bringing their best foot forward. They want to know how the person is doing. Let me take care of you. Let me find out what's wrong with you. Let me know what's going on in your mind. 3 months after that, everybody's like, okay, now I have a life. You have a life. I have a life. Let's try and balance it together. The first 3 months is you are my life. Everything you want me, I will do for you. But the next 3 months is I have a life too. Try and understand me. Yeah. And when we get to that part of 6 months, then there's a problem. Now the person is I beg. I don't have time for your own stress. I have stress of my own. Understand my own stress first before I can understand your stress. So we lose we don't even understand ourselves to be able to stay together long enough because we're caught up in the whole, infatuation. Oh, this girl is hard, or this guy.
The honeymoon stage.
Yeah, I love this guy. I can't do without him. And it gets to the point where you start getting irritated. That's every time you want to see him, that you started reducing at the beginning, or you know, it starts reducing. You should, the dates you guys go on, go out on before, you don't go out anymore, mm-hmm. because the guy is now too busy, or the girl is now too busy. So a lot of things just go wrong, and it's our problem. It's our fault. We know it's our fault. Guys and girls, we know our problems. We know our errors that we make in relationships, and we don't still want to correct it because we feel if this one gets bad, we jump to the next one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You said something about love language.
Yeah.
I think everybody don't have one particular love language.
No, you can have a couple of, but you have the ones that would resonate to you as...
Like acts of service.
I think my own love language mm-hmm. is money.
They should give you money.
Let's just put that money.
Just think of it like this.
I'm sure you wouldn't. It wouldn't just be money.
I'm sure it's not just money. There's a point, like somebody will give you money and you'll be like, this is not what
this is not what I want right now. Yeah, this is not what I need.
Because I've been in a relationship before that the guy was, each time I catch him cheating,
he will give you money.
He will send me money.
Uh-huh.
Once I'm coming back, once I'm leaving school, he will send me transport. He will send me money to do new hair,
mm-hmm.
do everything, do my nails. As I'm getting to the park, he's coming to pick me.
He's giving you money now. That's it. But that wasn't what you wanted.
That was not what you wanted. Okay. And that's where most people miss it in Nigeria or Lagos mm-hmm. or everywhere. They just believe, the guys actually just believe all Nigerian girls want money.
Yeah. Mm.
And the girls are like, all Nigerian guys just want knacks.
Yeah.
But that's true, yeah. And then when you're not trying to explain, I am not like that. This is what I want from you. I just want you to be with me.
Some mother will say you're behaving childish. What do you want me?
Apart from childish, they'll tell you, oh, you're just trying to be fake, or you're just trying to stay woke.
Mm.
But I'm trying to talk to you, and you're pushing me away from talking to you. I want you to just give me your time and your attention. I like attention. Like if I'm dating someone, please pour your attention on me, on me alone. Like, I don't want you to look at somebody else for too long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a jealous person. Long? What is too long?
You know, they look the person, they smile too much. I mean, wait there beside you, don't even look me smile. I go vex.
True. I get it. I get it.
So, now, what do you have to offer in your relationship? Have you ever had a question before?
Someone has asked me that question before. What do you have to offer? Oh, like, what do you have to offer? And I'm like, okay, in what sense? Because I know that there are a lot of things that you can offer and you should offer in a relationship besides your body. And unfortunately, in this part of the world, most ladies feel that it's just the body that a guy wants. Like, the reason why he's coming to meet you is because he wants to have sex with you. That says, okay, yeah, so at the end, she's talk at the end. When are we seeing?
Like,
that's the next, that's the end game. That's the end game. But it will shock a couple of ladies to know that there are some guys out there who don't just want to have sex with you, but also want to grow with you, right? I've been with a couple of girls. I mean, I've met a couple of girls and I've had different instances. There are some of them that it was just about the sex. Yeah, that happened. And there were some that I wanted to really understand the person, and because I could see a certain kind of character that was unique in this person. I'm like, okay, let me just get close to you for a bit. Let me understand how you think. Then maybe I can learn one or two from you. But she just felt that the fact that you're saying, let's go out, it's because the end game is I want us to have sex. And it's not always that. So, and for ladies, every guy doesn't just want to have sex with you. Actually, it's not every guy is not. It's not every guy time. Every guy is horny. You feel that every time. Okay, it's this simple. If my love language is gifts, right? I like you to give me gifts, or I like to give gifts. I would think that is your love language. And if your love language is quality time, and I don't have time, I'll feel I'm giving you gifts now because that's what make me feel good. So you should feel good that I'm giving you gifts. Then I take it as, what's wrong with you? You're not appreciating the fact that I'm giving you gifts, but you want me to just be there and gist with you. And I don't have that time. Now, if you tell me, if I expect you to give me gifts because I believe gifts is my love language and all you are giving me is quality time, I won't appreciate your quality time. So a lot of us, we get into this relationship. This first phase of our relationship is always fake.
Sure.
That first 3 months is always fake. Everybody's bringing their best foot forward. They want to know how the person is doing. Let me take care of you. Let me find out what's wrong with you. Let me know what's going on in your mind. 3 months after that, everybody's like, okay, now I have a life. you have a life, I have a life. Let's try and balance it together. The first 3 months is you are my life. Everything you want me, I will do for you. But the next 3 months is I have a life too. Try and understand me. Yeah. And when we get to that part of 6 months, then there's a problem. Now the person is I beg. I don't have time for your own stress. I have stress of my own. Understand my own stress first before I can understand your stress. So we lose we don't even understand ourselves to be able to stay together long enough. Because we're caught up in the whole, infatuation. Oh, this girl is hard, or this guy.
The honeymoon stage.
Ah, I love this guy. I can't do without him. And it gets to a point where you start getting irritated.
Mm-hmm.
That every time you want to see him, at the beginning, it starts reducing. You should, the dates you guys go out on before, you don't go out anymore, mm-hmm. because the guy is now too busy, or the girl is now too busy. So a lot of things just go wrong, and it's our problem. It's our fault. We know it's our fault. Guys and girls, we know our problems. We know our errors that we make in relationships, and we don't still want to correct it because we feel if this one gets bad, we jump to the next one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You said something about love language.
Yeah.
I think everybody don't have one particular love language.
No, you can have a couple of, but you have the ones that would resonate to you as...
Like acts of service.
I think my own love language mm-hmm. is money.
It should give you money.
Let's just put that money. Think of it like this.
I'm sure you wouldn't. It wouldn't just be money.
I'm sure it's not just money. There's a point, like somebody will give you money and be like, this is not what
this is not what I want right now. Yeah, this is not what I need.
Because I've been in a relationship before that the guy was, each time I catch him cheating,
he will give you money.
He will send me money.
Uh-huh.
Once I'm coming back, once I'm leaving school, he will send me transport. He will send me money to do new hair,
mm-hmm.
do everything, do my nails. As I'm getting to the park, he's coming to pick me.
He's giving you money now. But that wasn't what you wanted.
That was not what you wanted. Okay. And that's where most people miss it in Nigeria or Lagos mm-hmm. or everywhere. They just believe, the guys actually just believe all Nigerian girls want money.
Yeah. Mm.
And the girls are like, all Nigerian guys just want knacks.
Yeah.
But that's true, yeah. And then when you not try to explain, I am not like that. This is what I want from you. I just want you to be with me.
Some mother will say you are behaving childish. What do you want me?
Apart from childish, they'll tell you, oh, you're just trying to be fake, or you're just trying to stay woke.
Mm.
But I'm trying to talk to you, and you're pushing me away from talking to you.
Mm.
I want you to just give me your time and your attention. Mm. I like attention. Like if I'm dating someone, please pour your attention on me, mm-hmm. on me alone. Like, I don't want you to look at somebody else for too long.
Mm-hmm.
What is too long?
You don't look the person, they smile too much. I mean, when they beside you, don't even look me smile. I go vex.
True. I get it.
So, now, what do you have to offer in your relationship? Have you ever had a question before?
Mm-hmm.
Someone has asked me that question before. What do you have to offer? What do you have to offer? And I'm like, okay, in what sense? Because I know that there are a lot of things that you can offer and you should offer in a relationship besides your body. And unfortunately, in this part of the world, most ladies feel that it's just the body that mm-hmm. a guy wants. Like, the reason why he's coming to meet you is because he wants to have sex with you. That says, okay, yeah, so at the end, she's talk at the end. Mm-hmm. When are we seeing?
Like,
that's the end game. That's the end game. But it will shock a couple of ladies to know that there are some guys out there who don't just want to have sex with you, but also want to grow with you, right? I've been with a couple of girls. I mean, I've met a couple of girls, and I've had different instances. There are some of them that it was just about the sex. Yeah, that happened, and there were some that I wanted to really understand the person, and because I could see a certain kind of character that was unique in this person. I'm like, okay, let me just get close to you for a bit. Let me understand how you think. Then maybe I can learn one or two from you. But she just felt that the fact that you're saying, let's go out, it's because the end game is I want us to have sex. And it's not always that. So, and for ladies, every guy doesn't just want to have sex with you. Actually, it's not every guy is not. It's not every guy time. Every guy is horny. You know, but some guys almost every time. Sure,
most people have telemates.
You're always horny. So it's not every guy that is always horny at every time. You know, but so in a relationship, I would expect you to offer more than just your body. Give me. Let's have intelligent conversations. Let's bring ideas to the table that doesn't just have to do with sexy sex styles, sex benefits, sex
it depends
days
on the people, oh.
sex life.
Some people that are unfortunate, they don't have that time.
It's true, they're unfortunate.
They're unfortunate. So when you start having some conversations, they'll be like, and then
they'll just be indulging, like, okay, talk your nonsense, when you're done talking, let's get busy.
That's why I feel that you should understand your partner too. Now understand this person. If you know that this person, see, there will be time for the knacks, but there should be time for something productive.
I swear,
it's not just every day you see me, oh, I miss you, I miss your body, I want to touch you, I want to grip my yoga. Relax. Is that all you see me
in
to
me,
be?
Yeah.
Is that all you see? You don't see any potential. You don't see anything. Okay, even if you don't have anything to get from me, how can you help me? If you see that I'm a certain kind of way and you want me to change in a certain kind of way or improve in a certain kind of way, if you don't say it, how will I know? So I want a woman who can always come out to challenge my mind, challenge my personality, challenge my dreams, not just telling me, last time we did it, he was mad. Let's do it again. Come on.
Yes, all of that is needed. Sometimes, okay, I read, there was this tweet that someone was saying, don't go and make friends or be in a relationship that any smart thing is okpo. And when it's time for serious intercession, you need someone to pray. You don't have anybody to call. Your partner is just there sleeping. You now wake him. Only let's pray. But true. My mom was telling me something. She said, when you are in a relationship, think very well, because once you get married to that person, you don't come up for your own problem where you come up from your own family. You get problem from mama's side, papa's side. Then you come marry into another man's family. Your own papa and mama problem self don't join. So you know, say you don't enter big, you don't get four people, four families to battle. Then when you come born children, it gets some people where go does they hate your children for no just cause. So you don't go and get different battles now where you go they fight. If you're not strong,
you don't finish
be that. So you know, be by wear fine clothes, slay, go out and all. So back to the topic, talking about what do you have to offer? For me, just as he said, it's beyond the sex, is beyond the money. Because if you're in a relationship, it takes, like I said from the beginning, it takes two people that really want to be together. It's not easy, actually, because there'll be financial issues, there'll be emotional issues. You go see somebody way fine past your boyfriend, where you wish say una did the relationship together. You go see person
that comparing way fine. Thing is
yes,
very bad.
Yes, now trying to compare, this guy is doing this for his girlfriend, my friend is telling me that her boyfriend is doing this, and they are like, at that point, you'll not be thinking, what do I really want with this guy, self? Is it that I'm just looking for somebody to be with at that point, or I want to be with this person, actually? And it takes you on your own to sit down and think about it and say, okay, beyond this money, beyond this that this guy is doing, beyond the gifts, What are the things, what are the qualities he has that you feel like, okay, in this relationship, if he gets to this point, this person will be there. I was talking to someone recently and I was like, my boyfriend is there. Anything I want to do, he supports me. That's one big thing for me. If there is anything that I want to say, okay, if he should be doing anything that he wants to do, but the truth is, I've not finished talking about the thing. He will tell me, okay, you want to do this, I'll be okay, let's work towards it. And that's one thing that most men don't do, because they feel like, some people will say, okay, I was talking to one of my friends and he was like, he can't stand his wife having money more than him.
On top of what? In fact, that one is one on that topic on it.
You understand? And for example, when you are now in a relationship with somebody and you check your account balance is, although every woman will believe our money is our money, but the man's money is our money.
No, I actually don't believe that.
No, most women, most girls, most that's what they say. Now you understand.
Like, my money is my money. Yeah. His money is our money.
But it takes someone that understands life very well, or someone that has a different orientation, that will be like, okay, even if my man is down, I can actually support him. But some men take it for granted, because when you start doing certain things, they feel relaxed. Like, and it takes someone that really understands, that has been there. Because I have a friend that is like, he's saying, well, if my wife, like I say, you, your wife now go suffer. Mm-hmm. Your wife go suffer. Because how can you sit down and tell me, okay, my business is not really going fine. And my wife should be paying school fees. Me, I know. I go, can't they follow you? They stay for the same house. I go cook for you. You go chop my food. I go pay my children's school fees. You go see there. They claim father's duty.
Yeah, but what if it's a situation that happened and he's trying to get out of that situation?
You will see the moves. You will see.
She said, this guy is obviously relaxed.
Do you understand? If it's someone that is relaxing, there's a problem.
That one, there's a problem.
How can you be taking responsibility for for your family? You standing in, but as both the mother, the father, mm-hmm. at the same time. And it's not as if the man will be available there. At least when your wife come out in the morning, sometimes most men will say, I cannot wake up and sweep the house when my wife is not around.
Just do something.
Just do something. So that when she comes back, she feels like, okay, this man is actually supporting me. But ego will not allow most men.
It's just the visitor inside the house.
Relationship is the beginning of everything. My mm-hmm. mom used to tell me, when you see man, baby, say he get problem, pack your slippers, put them for your armpits, run for your dear life. Because
yeah, a lot of times, ladies are blinded by love.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like suffering. It takes, just as you said, the first 3 months now honeymoon. 6 months, your eye don't they clear small small. You don't they see the real color.
Yeah.
If man, my mom still would tell me that when man don't raise her like this the first time. No, say the if it drop him, now so it go continue. But after that first time, if it hit you the first time, you say hit him back. You know, say this one no bad.
No,
two of us now go they do. He said anytime when one hit you, go look and say lay by.
But what if he not raise her make I don't use that. Make I use slippers. Make I use stones.
No. Make I use stones. I don't understand.
Or make I go gym. Do more power. So in case you do our own
box. All of us go there, go gym. Thank God, me, I don't they learn boxing for gym.
Hey.
So, so, relationship, bringing anything to relationship. Abi, what do you have to offer? Me, I don't see even good. I have not.
According to waiting and Bible, they talk for Bible.
You know where this whole argument started, because the men actually expect women to also offer their money, because the same way they had that conversation of my money is my money, his mm-hmm. money is our money. That's where most of this what you have to offer came out from. Mm-hmm. That the ladies would hold back what like their finances,
yes,
and let the guy just take all the responsibility for financially. But
that stuff is actually kind of twisted, because I've seen a lot of videos on this same Twitter and Instagram where a lady gifts a man
sure
cars.
On their wedding,
the girl you're asking about, what do you have to offer in the money aspect? Which kind of work should you do?
And that's the point. See, you cannot be unequally yoked. I cannot be working, be a working class person, and I'll go and be dating someone who is a student. What am I looking for?
But the thing is, no matter how small,
I wouldn't do that.
No matter how small a gift is,
I wouldn't
at least
that.
Make that's effort. That problem. Do you get?
She can give you anything small, even if to cook food for you.
Wait. If she cook for me, that's it's cool.
You get some guys where be say they don't
some
want
people
to do
will not want to do anything. They just want to be there.
Just be giving me. Let me be the tax collector.
Exactly. They just want to receive, and it doesn't make any sense. Even in, I dated one girl when I was in school. She was also in school, and this girl would, if I just say I'm hungry, she will rush and go and bring food.
The girl love you there.
No, that one, he sure say she understand, she did. Then there was this other one that was more of a, if I say I'm hungry, she'll say, oh yeah, now let's go and eat. Now we would go to a restaurant.
Mad.
And I would buy the food for myself.
Now you go still pay.
And now me go still pay. You understand? And I go still buy her own. Because she say, let's go. So she go just escort me, go chop with me. You get my point? So looking at that,
she go escort me
and she go chop with me. And I will still pay. And it's not like I don't have the money to pay for my food. Mm-hmm. But at least there's a level of concern.
Sometimes.
Yeah, okay, no problem. I'll try and, you know, fix something up for you. A lot of guys, these little things that a girl can do for a guy would make him want to do more. Now, you spoke about the ladies that you see on social media buying expensive things for their husbands, not necessarily their boyfriends, their husbands. Now, the other woman that bought her husband, her husband now. Now, yes, now if you do anyhow, if you do anyhow, that yacht, they go sell and she go collect her money back.
Yes, now.
He's a husband. You understand? So, if it is boyfriend and girlfriend,
Quavo
and you now buy him Range Rover, then he's now chilling, cruising the highland, and you now
spot another girl
sitting at the front seat.
Like a cream only that the girl went to bus. She break everything for the car.
You know, but
Your money don't go now.
You know, a lot of times, I think these things happen because some people have had bad experiences in their relationships. So they hold back everything. They just want to collect. Because I'm scared that if I open up to this guy, he will take me for granted. Or if I open up to this girl, she will take me for granted. So that's where the issue is really. But I just feel that, come on. If you can sleep with somebody, then why are you hiding your money? What is more important to you, your money or your body? That's what I feel. Because if you sleep with somebody,
you trusted the person to that point.
You've had unprotected sex, but your money, oh no, I'd rather keep my money in the bank that is safe. But you can destroy me. It's like you can destroy me, but my money is safe in the bank.
My money cannot be destroyed.
It doesn't make any sense. So if you can have that kind of relationship with somebody, then you should be ready to open everything to the person. I feel that's my opinion, my take. So ladies, I beg you, make another try. We like gifts too. We like to be surprised.
We are human.
Not
boxers and socks and singlets.
You can even get belts.
Yeah, nice. Just do anything. See, it can
belt, palm slippers.
For me, it's about the intention behind it. It's not even about the amount of the price of the gift you bring for me.
But there are some guys that you cannot buy something for. When you see all their stock, their collection.
That is a mistake. Yes, you don't have to match up with what he has. Like, the truth is that
what if he feels it's fake.
But the problem is we expect people to always use what we give them. I give you a gift, I shouldn't be monitoring and say, oh yeah, Sarah, you never wear that thing. Go wear them now. I've not seen
but
it to
you.
But
you will feel bad if you buy something for someone.
I understand. That's why it's good to also do small research. What does the person like? If you can't buy what the person likes, then try and look for something close to what the person likes. That's okay.
Just get the person wine.
Or just get him wine. Something just that he can eat. Drink. It's a wrap. You don't have to expect it.
You can all drink it together. Like
yeah.
That.
Just buy him something that, oh, I thought about you. I saw this thing. And I said I should, you know, get it for you. Ladies, learn, please. Men are also emotional.
Okay.
We are very emotional.
Emotional beings.
Bring something else to the table aside your body. We don't want just your body. We want your body, but not just your body. Thank you very much.
Lie that you don't like the body.
You just said it.
I said we want your body, but not just your
let's
body.
Let's go before Sarah and then we'll start fighting.
Because I don't understand why Sarah is tackling like this. Have I collected anything before?
No.
I've not collected anything before.
Not at all.
Not at all, please.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.